Welcome to the Sister Scotland Spill podcast program. I'm your host, Porter. In this segment, we will interview Lady Macbeth, the ghost of Banquo, and Hecate. There have recently been some concerning incidents floating around Scotland, and today we are diving deep into the issues. Here we are with the ghost of Banquo.
I'm a little butthurt that Macbeth had to do me like that. But it's okay, because I can haunt him and make him hallucinate for as long as I want.
So, Banquo, why'd you have to make your first appearance at the banquet?
I wanted to embarrass him in front of his friends. I had to use this opportunity. What better way to expose him?
It appears as though you've built up lots of hatred for Macbeth. How do you think he feels about the murder?
I, of course, hate him. It's difficult not to hate the person behind your murder. I think he doesn't even feel remorse. He has become the most selfish man, and cannot feel. He will not care, not for anyone but himself.
Macbeth has been ruining his own reputation lately. Do you feel good about his downfall?
I definitely don't feel bad about his downfall. He did this to himself. If he didn't go around killing people, he wouldn't be in this place.
Thank you, Banquo. Our sponsor today is Tide.
Try the new Tide Bleach Stick. Bring it anywhere you go in case you get a stain. Find it at your local Walgreens. Out, damn spot. Out, I say. Bye, Tide.
Intermission, we are back in the studio with Hecate. So, Hecate, what are your general opinions on Scotland currently?
Well, obviously, I knew all along what would wind up happening. The whole situation is messed up and everyone involved has gotten hurt and will wind up losing something. It is very frustrating for me, though, because I know that many of the deaths could have been avoided.
How could it have been avoided? Who is to blame in your eyes?
That is a tricky question. Of course, I was furious with my witches for sharing the whole issue and telling Macbeth what they knew. They knew better and should never have done that. That said, I do think that the fault still falls on Macbeth. It was his decision to act on the news he heard. He could have just ignored it and been loyal to Duncan, and none of this would have ever happened. So to answer your question, I guess in my eyes, Macbeth is in fault in the end.
That makes sense. How did you react to the news of your witches spilling the tea to Macbeth?
I was so angry. I have told them countless times not to interfere with the events that are supposed to unfold, and the chaos that was caused. I didn't even know what to do with them. So irritating. All I could do after was hope that Macbeth wouldn't do anything to make the predictions come true, but in the end he did.
Yes, obviously hoping wasn't enough. Thank you for your time, Hecate. Our next sponsor of the day is something I personally enjoy. Ever heard of Find My iPhone? Well, you probably haven't. This is 1606, sweetie. Our new technology allows for you to track Macbeth. That way, you and your family will not be savagely murdered. Go find your Find My King device at a store near you. Trust us, you need one. Lady Macbeth has just entered the studio. Yikes. I'm here to ask her the question that's been burning all of our tongues lately. Lady Macbeth, how do you feel about the death of Duncan, as well as the downfall of your husband?
It was my idea to kill Duncan, but if I knew how bad this would have gone, I would have never done anything to him, or pressure Macbeth to do so. I was being dumb and selfish and didn't think about the true consequences.
Do you consider yourself a changed person after witnessing the impacts of this situation?
Considering the fact that I killed myself, yes. My husband was weak and stupid when he killed Duncan. I thought he would become more of a man, but he just straight up went insane and killed everyone. I'm glad he went insane. I'm glad we went insane. I feel horrible for everything we did, and we deserved it.
Well, that got quite intense. On a lighter note, do you and the Weird Sisters have beef?
I mean, the witches shouldn't have told Macbeth his future. And if they didn't, this whole thing would have been executed differently. I will probably always hold a grudge about what they did because it ended up destroying my life.
Understandable. I want to feel bad for you right now, but you really messed up, hon. I hope you have a fantastic day. Thanks for the interview, I guess.
No problem. Bye!
Our final sponsor of the day is Scotland's famous C-section clinic. If you don't want your child to be born of a woman, then head into our C-section clinic today. Maybe Macbeth won't go after you. This concludes our segment for today. We've been through a real roller coaster of emotions through these interviews. Well, at least they did. I don't really care that much, to be honest. Make sure to tune in next week to the Sister Spill podcast program when we will learn spells from the Weird Sisters. Oh joy, can't wait. Thanks for listening. Deuces! The Sister Spill podcast program!
Podcast.
Oh no, someone's at the studio just as I got finished. Let's see what's going on.
We do not take the fault.
It has been Macbeth.
We gave full warning.
Double, toil and trouble. Stop talking bad on our name until we turn you to rubble.
Ah, I'm out! After running about a mile away from my own studio, the witches are still out to torment me. That's foul. I'm getting majorly irritated with them at this point. Tisk, tisk, tisk. I hope those weird women find some self-control before our next segment, even if all of Scotland is dead. Well, anyways, I will stop boring you with my emotional crisis. See you next week!